I call this meeting order. This is the regular session of the mayor and council of the city of Bisbee County of Cook Chiefs and state of Arizona, to be held on Tuesday, July 2nd, 2019, at 7 p.m. or 7:56 at the City Hall Building, 915 South Toberville Road, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Cornell, would you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Louis Pollock.
Here.
Councilmember Joni Giacomino.
Here.
Councilmember Bill Higgins.
Here.
Mayor David M. Smith.
Here.
Councilmember Leslie Johns.
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Anna Klein.
Here.
City staff, Stephen Pocken, interim city manager, Ashley Coronado, city clerk, Carrie Bagley, finance director, Jesus Haro, public works director, Alberti Chavez, police chief, George Castillo, fire chief.
Thank you. For the invocation tonight, I would like to ask everybody to take a couple moments to remember and think of the families of 6 years ago, a couple days ago this weekend, 6 years ago, at the Yarnell Fire, we lost 19 firefighters. And we lowered our flags in memory of those firefighters. And I'd like us to take a minute and to reflect upon that loss and the loss of their families. Thank you. Please stand and join with me in the pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. The only announcement that I have is welcoming Mr. Pollock. Thank you for your future service to us, your past service, and the fact that you're willing to step in and help the city of Bisbee. We really appreciate that. And we have two people on call the public, Ms. Claire Chapin.
Council, welcome, Mr. Pollock. I would like to say tonight to Joni Giacomino.
Would you put that closer then?
What, this?
No, ma'am.
Oh.
Thank you. Speak in the mic so we hear you. Thank you.
I would like to thank council for really thinking about it and taking the time, especially Councilman Giacomino and Councilman Higgins, for their time and research about the apple and taking it for right now. I think that we really did your due diligence to get up here on my time that stopped and all that. So I'd like to thank you for that. Next thing I have to say is to you, Mr. Mayor, it's not quite as nice. I think you and I have happened to bump heads, that's all there is. I think sometimes you leave people out of place. There's certain ones you like and certain ones you don't. And there seems to be a recovering thing with you. And I think you need to think about that a little more and try to keep the ones of us who might be the wild-mouths, but try to keep us involved as well. And not try to overlook us in the world talking about it. And we did it today, a couple weeks ago. I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail, but I want you to know that All of us matter as constituents, not the chosen few. That's all I have to say. Thank you very much, council, mayor.
Tammy Birch.
Thank you for hearing me again. Tammy Birch, 215 Kirkwood Road, Ward 3. This is something that I just wanted to announce that I just finalized today with working with the city and with some constituents. We are going to have a vigil on July 12th. It's a national movement. Also, it's going to happen nationally on July 12th. Supported by, it's just volunteers, the Lights for Liberty Group. And we are going to stand in solidarity and carry flashlights, candles, whatever kind of lights we got. And we're going to gather at 7 o'clock at Brassy Park on July 12th. And then we will walk up to the St. John's Episcopal Church, Reverend Rosette, they will welcome us and talk about her experiences dealing with detention, children, and how we don't custody or treat in this nation because of immigration, lack of reform. And all those are invited. It's open to everyone. We're having musicians. Brandy Reyes will be singing. I'm going to have it in church bulletins and then we'll put posters. And if you have some passion and concern about these children, please show up in solidarity and do it.
Accounts payable.
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $106,259.54.
Accept.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. Do we have questions on the council? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion, signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried unanimously. Consent agenda. We have items A through H. Item A, approval of the minutes of the special session of the mayor and council held on June 17, 2019 at 5:30 p.m. B, approval of the minutes of the regular session of mayor and council held on June 18, 2019 at 7 p.m. C, approval of a park facility and liability use permit, but use of grassy park for the Disney Garden Tour pop-up art show to be held on Saturday, August 31st, 2019 from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. D, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by St. John's Episcopal Church for an event to be held at 19 Sowell's, Disney, Arizona, in the Parish Hall on Friday, July 26th. 2019 from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Kim Kennedy, applicant. E, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by St. Paul's Episcopal Church for an event to be held at 19 Sowell's, Bisbee, Arizona, in the Parish Hall on Saturday, August 10th, 2019 from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Kim Kennedy, applicant. F, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by Easter Seals Blank Foundation for an event to be held at City Park on Saturday, September 7th, 2019, from 12 p.m. to 11 p.m. Dina Scalone, applicant, and that would be the Blues
Fest.
G, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by the Bisbee Coalition for the Homeless for an event to be held at the historic Warren Ballpark located at 99 Arizona Street, Bisbee, Arizona, on Friday, November 1st, 2019, from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., and on Saturday, November 2nd, 2019, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Tony Bedoya, applicant. H, approval of a liquor license application for the Bisbee Grand Hotel and Saloon, located at 57 and 61 Main Street, Bisbee, Arizona, Kevin Cranford, applicant. Council, Does anybody wish any of these polled for further discussion? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
I move that we approve on consent agenda items A through H.
Thank you. We have a motion, we have a second, Ms. Coronado.
Councilmember Pollock.
Aye.
Councilmember Giacomino.
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins.
Aye.
Councilmember Johns.
Aye.
Councilmember Hanson.
Aye.
Mayor Protem Klein.
Aye.
Mayor Smith.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. With the permission of the council, I would like to move item nine up next for the sake of a small child that needs its mother. So hearing no complaints, item number nine is discussion of possible approval of a letter of support to support the efforts of Ectopia and Megan Connolly in creating a Bisbee Bicycle Master Plan. Mr. Harvey.
Good evening, Mayor, council members. A couple of weeks ago, I met with Councilmember Higgins and Megan Connolly, and Dan Cockworth from the county to discuss the plan that Megan has with Ecotopia and what they would like to do. She would like to do is put together the county, the city of Bisbee, and the ADOT together to put together a bike plan. The master plan would the master plan does meet several of the objectives of the city of Bisbee general plan and the guiding principles, best practices for the San Jose district. I provided a draft letter for you all to review. Obviously, if you want to make any changes to that, we can do that. With that, I can answer any questions, and Megan is here to answer any questions.
Council, are there any questions?
Could you read the draft?
Sure. Draft letter, so the city of Bisbee would like to formally support the efforts of Ecotopia and its mission to create this Bisbee Bicycle Master Plan. The plan document will serve as a foundation for Bisbee bikeways and interconnected network of bikeways throughout Bisbee. The project manager of Bisbee Bikeways, Megan Connolly, has already donated over 200 hours of time to research possible bike routes throughout the city of Bisbee, while also managing to establish a coalition of partners that includes the county, Freeport MacMoran, Ecotopia, and the city of Bisbee. The effort strongly supports thorough objectives and the guiding policies of the city of Bisbee General Plan Update 2015 and the guiding principles and best practices for the San Jose District, as noted in the excerpts below. Policy 5-1I, support land use, transportation, circulation, trails, and urban design improvements that will link the activity center with other areas of the city, say pedestrian routes to Greenway and Bisbee High School. Policy 8-1D, encourage new residential developments to provide bike and pedestrian trail connectivity and linkages to neighborhoods, parks, schools, public facilities, and communities. In 2007, the city of Bisbee became a signatory to the U.S. Mayor's Climate Protection Act, as endorsed by the 73rd Annual U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting, Chicago 2005, as one of only 10 signatories to this agreement in the state of Arizona. The city has agreed to strive to meet or exceed Kyoto protocol targets for reducing global warming pollution by taking action in its own operations and communities. Promote transportation options such as bicycle trails, commute trips, reduction programs, incentives for carpooling, and public transit. Note, the City of Bisbee Council recently passed a resolution in support of the Paris Climate Agreement. The reality is, to make this entire bike path network exist, The project needs energy and needs the energy and determination of residents like Megan Conlon and the support and cooperation of the City of Bisbee to successfully create a Bisbee Bicycle Master Plan. Megan and Eco Tokyo are valuable assets to the City of Bisbee. As such, the City of Bisbee would like to offer official support in the efforts to create the Bisbee Bicycle Master Plan.
Would you go to that? Any questions? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve and sign the letter of support for Eco Tokyo and Megan Conlon creating the Bisbee Bicycle Master Plan.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I second.
Great, we have a second. All those in favor, signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Megan. And take care of that baby.
Thank you.
Tell that baby it's my fault. Okay. Item number three in road business. Discussion of possible approval of a final resolution to remove the city manager. This is on the agenda because under the charter, this hasn't been completed. There was a preliminary motion, if you recall, and although it's not date specific, but it is required that we make this final motion. So that city manager, of course, would be Mr. Robert Smith. So do we have a motion? Pardon me?
I put it on the agenda that I wanted to speak about that.
I see. Oh, okay. Well, then, excuse me, Ms. Lutke, please do.
Again.
Pardon me?
I said again, we're skipping people. Don't laugh, Mr. Mayor, that's what you're doing. Not gonna like this either. Council and Mayor, from Robert Smith's accepted resignation on 2/12 to his approved preliminary resolution approved on 3/5 to remove, there have been many discrepancies. Mr. Smith was paid out on 3/15 with paid time off of a balance of 258 hours at $13,893.30. In addition, according to the charter, he was paid 3 months severance of $28,002. This is a gross amount, pre-tax, and other deductions. I ask that the council table this motion, as this is approximately 3 months after the fact, and a formal investigation is being asked of the Attorney General for this whole process, starting with the resignation paperwork on. I ask this again for the papers. Thank you.
Do we have a motion?
I move to adopt a final resolution of the Mayor and Council pursuant to Section 3.09 of the Charter of the City of Bisbee.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I second.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Cornell.
Councilmember Pollock.
Aye.
Councilmember Giacomino.
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins.
Aye.
Councilmember Johns.
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen.
Nay.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein.
Aye.
Mayor Smith.
Aye. Motion passes 6-1. Item number four, public hearing on truth of taxation and public hearing and discussion on FY 2019-2020 proposed budget for the City of Bisbee. Ms. Backus, we'll have that you present, and then I will open the public meeting.
Mayor Council, this is the
public hearing for the increase to the property tax rate, increasing it 2%, which is the maximum amount allowed by the state. This would increase tax revenues from $2.82 to $2.91 per $100 in assessed value.
Thank you, ma'am. Questions, Carol? Hearing none.
When was the last time that we did that? So.
It's done every year.
Is it done? That was my question. Is it the same percentage as done every year?
It's the maximum allowed by state rules on that stuff every year. Anything else?
No.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, that's it. Open the public hearing. Do we have anybody wishing to speak in favor of the increase in taxes? Anybody wishing to speak in favor? Again, anyone wishing to speak in favor? Hearing none. Is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition? Anyone wishing to speak in opposition? Is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition to the tax increase? Hearing none. Ms. Coronado, have we received any mail, emails, smoke signals, or any other form of communication?
No, sir.
Regarding this matter?
No, none.
We have not. All right. I will then close the public hearing.
I move to consider the proposed tax increase and FY 2019-2020 budget for the city of Bisbee.
I second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Coronado.
Councilmember Pollock.
Aye.
Councilmember Giacomino.
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins.
Aye.
Councilmember Johns.
Aye.
Councilmember Hanson.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein.
Aye.
Mayor Smith.
Aye. Motion passes 5-2. Discussion and number 5, discussion of possible adoption of resolution R19-07, adopting the final budget for FY 19-20 for the city of Bisbee, adopting the alternative expenditure limitation for FY 19-20. Ms. Bagley.
Mayor, council, this is the resolution to adopt the final budget for FY 19-20 and set the alternative expenditure limitation at $18,845,130.
Thank you, ma'am. Questions? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
I move to approve resolution R-19-07, adopting the final budget and the alternative expenditures funded for fiscal year 2019-2020.
I second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Coronado.
Councilmember Pollock.
Aye.
Councilmember Giacomino.
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins.
Aye.
Councilmember Johns.
Aye.
Councilmember Hanson.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein.
Aye.
Mayor Smith.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Item number 6, discussion of possible approval of the renewal of eCivis master subscription and service agreement. Well, Ms. Bagley.
Mayor, council, this is a service agreement with eCivis. It's a grant software that helps the user search for grants, apply, and manage the grants. We've been getting this service since 2015 for about 700 a year. The normal subscription rate is now gone up to 10,000, but they let us keep the grandfathered in price as long as we don't have a lapse in the service agreement.
Questions, Ms. Bagley?
I have just one question. How often is this used? I mean, do we get the use out of it?
Well,
I mean, it's a smoking deal.
You know, right now it's just people that are volunteering to work for grants that are using it, since we don't have an actual grant manager, but it is being used. We have somebody using it.
Thank you.
I have a question.
say, for example, maybe frankly, wanted to use a service, but you do it?
We only have one license, but, and I have the username and password, but whoever used it, you know, I can share my username and password, so that we don't have to buy more licenses.
They could come to City Hall, I think, that's what I was, yeah, that was. Anything else?
Just a comment. I'm surprised that they will let us grandfather in, so I mean, it's a good deal.
I think last year, the price had gone up to, it went up to $4,900, I think, and when I asked them why the big increase, they said they added a lot of features, and I told them, well, we don't really have anybody right now that's using the software, and so we went back to this manager and talked about it, and they told us to keep their, our original pricing.
Excellent job, Ms. Beck. Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the E-Service Master Subscription and Service Agreement for service to August 31st, 2020. Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried unanimously. Item number seven. Discussion of possible approval of resolution R-1910, urging the Arizona Legislature to hear and ratify an amendment to the Constitution of the United States relative to equal rights for men and women. And it gives me pleasure to bring this item forward. I was contacted by several local individuals as well as state and national, and I personally think it's the right thing to do, and so it's open for discussion. Realizing that we need a certain amount of states in order to sign off on this.
Just one.
Correct. So, do we have a motion?
I move to approve resolution R-19-10, urging the Arizona Legislature to hear and ratify an amendment to the Constitution of the United States relative to equal rights for men and women. I second.
Here.
All those, and I'm sorry, Ms. Clark.
Councilmember Pollock.
Aye.
Councilmember Giacomino.
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins.
Aye.
Councilmember Johns.
Aye.
Councilmember Hanson.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein.
Aye.
Mayor Smith.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Item number eight. Discussion of possible approval to enter into a contract to repair a section of wall on Sims Road at Old Bisbee, in Old Bisbee, with KE&G Construction, Inc., Mr. Harlow.
Good evening again, Mayor and Council. During the June 4th regular session, we kind of given approval to put the proposal. We received two proposals, and those were opened on June 24th. KG was the lowest bid, and with a good working relationship with them, we recommend that we award that contract to KG.
All right, any questions, Mr. Harlow? Do we have a motion?
I move to enter into a contract to repair a section of the wall on Sims Road in Old Bisbee with KE&G Construction.
Good. Yeah, we have a motion, we have a second. All those in, I'm sorry, the contract. So, this court, I'm trying to hurry here. I am on.
Councilmember Pollock.
Aye.
Councilmember Giacomino.
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins.
Aye.
Councilmember Johns.
Aye.
Councilmember Hanson.
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein.
Aye.
Mayor Smith.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Item number 11.
10.
I thought I'd skip more than one. Discussion of possible approval of a contract with fireworks production in Arizona for the 4th of July fireworks. Chief Castillo.
Good evening, Mayor Council. Jim, in front of you is approval for a contract with Fireworks Production of Arizona and with the City of Bisbee for a fireworks show on the 4th of July. As far as I remember, Gold Distilleries Arizona. I'm sorry, Farmers Production of Arizona, Gold Distilleries, to purchase more fireworks. This year, with the city's donation of $3,500, and three important our firefighters union can hold an extra $3,000. So this year's show is going to be $65,000 fireworks. So we hope you guys can show.
And safe show.
Safe show, yeah. We recommend all the fireworks, since it's so dry out there, we recommend them both. That leaves the professionals us to, especially in the old Bisbee area.
Thank you. Any questions? Yes, ma'am.
I don't so much as have a question as I do a comment. We used to fund more for the fireworks, and I really like to see us maybe add a little more, because I don't really feel that the firefighters union should have to pay to add to this. I mean, they do so much for the community with all the other events that to take from the union to add for the show for all of us. I would really like to see us consider adding a little more.
Your timing with just approving the budget, if your timing is perfect.
Well, for next year's budget.
Yes.
Okay. Any questions? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the contract for fireworks production of Arizona for the 4th of July fireworks.
I second.
Ms. Cardona?
Councilmember Pollock?
Aye.
Councilmember Giacomino?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Councilmember Johns?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanson?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Item number 11. Discussion of possible approval to enter into a memorandum of understanding between the Bisbee Fire Department, San Jose Fire District, and Naco Fire District for a collaborative FEMA assistance in firefighters grant. Chief Castillo and Lieutenant Castillo.
Yeah, Council, this sort of discussion of possible approval to enter into a agreement understanding between our department, Bisbee Fire, San Jose District, and Naco District for a collaborative FEMA assistance for firefighters there. And I'll have Lieutenant Castillo, Senor, get more on that since he's been working.
Lieutenant, welcome.
Mayor, Council. So pretty much we're at the very end of this grant. We submitted this grant last October, and FEMA reached out to us that we're being considered for this grant. They just needed additional documentation, which, talking to the grant writers and stuff, that's pretty much as good as a good news you get other than them saying you got the grant. So, along with that being said, kind of pushing on time to get this done. This project should have been submitted along with the application in October. This is my first time doing big old FEMA grant, so I apologize for that. But we want to get this going and submitted. They initially asked for it to be turned in by the 4th, but there was an extension asked for. They said that was go ahead and approve that for the 9th. But I would like to, all the other departments have the same extension. I mean, all the other departments are required to have the paperwork submitted on the 4th. This grant's worth, if you guys don't know, it's worth just shy under $400,000. And that's for SCBA's program. Departments, a cascade system, and we'll have the compressor flow station at our station that we can help. So all areas are going to be collaborated, working alongside each other. If we have a real fire, we can use each other's equipment. We'll be crushing. So what I need is just approval of this MOU, which is signed by all three chiefs. They approve for you guys, so you go ahead and submit it back to FEMA, and they can continue the process.
Thank you, Mr. Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The somewhat urgent nature of this particular application has put kind of the cart before the horse a little bit. Ordinarily, these are things that undergo legal review prior to coming to council for approval. Without objection, since I have another matter I have to take through legal review in the next couple of days, I would
request permission for you to go ahead and approve the agreement, subject to legal review, and once we've reviewed it, then you guys can just go ahead and submit. I don't expect anything to be wrong with it, but this is a $100,000 deal.
Any questions? Do we have a motion?
I move to enter into a memorandum of understanding between the Bisbee Fire Department, San Jose Fire District, and Naco Fire District, a collaborative FEMA assistance to firefighters.
Sandy, hey, could we offer, add to that, sir, contingent upon approval by the attorney?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you still have a sign?
I still sign.
All right, Ms. Cordova.
Councilmember Pollock?
Aye.
Councilmember Giacominno?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Councilmember Johns?
Aye.
Councilmember Hanson?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Klein?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye, motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Chief, thank you, Lieutenant. City Manager's report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, only have about 26 seconds.
Yes, no problem.
Well, we're fast.
I can hear the collective sigh. Actually, it's only a couple. I need to give you a verbal update with regard to city manager recruitment. As you were all made aware last week, we were unable to reach an agreement with the first candidate that you identified for the position. Our bargain was amicable and it was mutually agreeable. Without your permission, but with your knowledge, we moved on to the second candidate started by asking her if she was still interested in the job, which of course she is, and then have proceeded to come to a tentative agreement with her. Just for the record, that person is Teresa Coleman, who's went through the interview process a couple of weeks ago. So we will need to have a special meeting next Tuesday. Trustee involved and contacted and are available and hosted. Meeting, we will meet here. We will have an executive session to answer any questions of legal nature that might come up. And then what I'm hoping, of course, is that we'll be able to come back out and approve an agreement with Ms. Coleman. And if that works out in that fashion on that schedule, I will be able to return it to the retirement on my schedule. Now, I think that's about all I have for tonight. So, Mr. Pollock, I welcome you to the group. I think you'll have many years of enjoyable experience with this group. So, anyway, I said that half time to you. We'll talk later. I think that just from my perspective, the way this was accomplished tonight as a testament to this community. I think the decision with this baby is probably with the community will have a future. So, other than the fact that two of my dear friends were also up there for consideration, I had a chance to speak with them, but I think a good decision. And only to say further, and this is just a reminder, part of the hours of budget discussions and negotiations you went through always ends up in a final budget being passed in Harvey. I'm just saying that so that people here present tonight know that you literally put hours and hours of discussion and consideration into the budget that you adopted tonight. I didn't want it to appear as though we may have just dropped something in front of you and hand you out. So, Carrie and I both appreciate the hours of deliberation that you put in. One last thing, Mr. Harrell came to you tonight to fund the repair of the wall at Sims. He will be back looking off with more walls that he gets out there. We're going to have to start working pretty diligently on those things. That's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Pocken. Ms. Klein?
I just want to wish everybody a very happy and safe 4th of July. As we know, that's our biggest gathering here. And we do have a lot of people coming in for a big reunion. It started out with the class of the 50s. And then they were gracious enough to open it up to all years. So there is a big group coming in for that. So it's going to be exciting to see everybody. And we also have a big group coming in as we say goodbye to beloved Mr. Sullivan. So a lot of people coming in for different reasons, but it will be great to see everybody. And remember, police and fire out there are going all day and be safe with fireworks.
Thank you, ma'am. We have a motion.
I move we adjourn.
I second.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye. All those same side, please stand adjourned.